This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. As President Biden celebrates his first year in office, his approval rating has hit a new low. The AP's Jackie Quinn with what Americans are telling us.
56% of respondents in a new Associated Press NORC poll say they disapprove of how President Biden is handling his job. Just 43% approve of Biden's performance. In July, Biden enjoyed a 59% job approval rating. But then the bloody U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan and the president's handling of the pandemic and the economy have toppled his approval ratings. I'm Jackie Quinn.
So did the president renege on his promise to make things better?
I didn't overpromise, and what I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen. The fact of the matter is that we're in a situation where we have made enormous progress.
President Biden at his news conference yesterday, but hours later, the president suffered a defeat when voting rights legislation collapsed in the Senate. Two senators refused to join their own party in changing Senate rules to overcome a Republican filibuster. President Biden also said last night he thinks Russia will invade Ukraine, and he's warning it will pay a price if it does. This morning, Russia is accusing the West of provoking trouble. The FAA gave approval late last night for more types of airplanes to land in low visibility near 5G signals, including the Boeing 777. There have been concerns new 5G services in the U.S. could interfere with an airplane's instruments. At least one airline that had canceled Boeing flights to the U.S., Emirates, now says it will resume its Boeing flights. Police in Britain have arrested two people in connection with that hostage taking at a synagogue in Texas. This is AP News. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with more on those arrests in Britain.
British police say they've arrested two people in connection with a hostage-taking at a synagogue in Texas. Counter-terrorism police say one man was arrested in Birmingham, central England, and another in Manchester. They're being held for questioning and have not yet been charged. British citizen Malik Faisal Akram took four people hostage at the synagogue on Saturday in a 10-hour standoff that ended in his death. He'd entered the US as a tourist about 2 weeks before the attack at Congregation Beth Israel. Two British teenagers were arrested as part of the probe on Sunday and later released without charge. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Two Supreme Court justices say it's not true that they were at odds over wearing masks in court. Justices Sonia Sotomayor and Neil Gorsuch. The court issued a statement saying simply, it is false. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.